Tu B'Shvat Igia, Chag Le'ilanot. So the question is, why didn't we say Tachanun? The trees, of course, they don't say Tachanun today. Makes a lot of sense. But what relevance does that have to us? Why are we celebrating the new year of the trees? It has halachos for Trumas and Maisros, for Arla. But why should any of that have any relevance to us? Reb Zevin, in his Sefer Hamoad Den Balacha, goes through the history of Tu B'Shvat as a Chag for Bnei Adam, and not just only Le'ilanot. Shulchan Aruch mentions in different halachos about how Tu B'Shvat is celebrated by us, the people. Number one, not saying Tachanun the day before and the day of, in halachos or Chaim Kuf Lamed Aleph, not saying Tachanun on Tu B'Shvat. Also in Hilchos Tainios, in Tav Kuf Ayin Beis, Shulchan Aruch quotes, if Beis Din arranges a series of fasts, and they realize only after implementing the fast in the calendar that one of the fasts falls out on Tu B'Shvat, that fast is pushed off. After all, it's Tu B'Shvat. You can't fast on Tu B'Shvat. The Ramah in Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel has a halacha that a chassan is supposed to fast the day of his wedding, and that halacha overrides even days where you don't normally fast, like the month of Nisan. But says the Magen Avraham there, Tu B'Shvat is more important than the minhag not to fast during Nisan. It's a real din not to fast on Tu B'Shvat, and therefore a chassan should not fast on Tu B'Shvat. It has a real din, he says, it has a real makor in the Gemara. The question is, what's the makor? Where does the Gemara or Mishnah ever say that Tu B'Shvat is a chag l'bnei Adam? What would you say? Where is there a remez? Where is there a mention at all? A source that Tu B'Shvat has a status of a chag for people? Very good. So the Rishonim, Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg, the Mordechai Hagos Maimonios, quote from Maharam Rutenberg in the early 1200s, who quotes from Rabbeinu Gershom, who was born in the year 960, before Rashi, that because the Mishnah lumps them all together, four Rosh Hashanahs, and it lists Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, and it also lists other days, Aleph Elul, and Aleph Nisan, and those are definitely celebratory. Can't fast on those days because it's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. And since Tu B'Shvat is listed in that same Mishnah and counted as the four, it has the same status as the other three. And therefore, it's a chag, not just for the trees, not only for counting and for Trumas and Maisros, what year is it from? No, it's also important to know for people, they celebrate it with no tachanun, with no fasting. That's how the Rishonim say it. Very interesting idea. So it actually has a source way back in the Rishonim, well over 1,000 years ago. The question is why? Hashkafically. If it only has ramifications for which year is Maiser, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani, this year versus last year's produce, Arla, year one, year two, year three. So what relevance does it have to us to celebrate? So some say, al-derech Kabbalah, ki Adam eitz ha-sadeh, the pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, man is like a tree in some sense or another, so if it's a new beginning for trees, and maybe on a mystical level, it's a new beginning for us as well. But perhaps on a more basic level, the answer is that since it has halachos of mitzvos that relate to us, it has the turnover of the year of Maaser, the year of Arla, because that relates to us, and our mitzvah observance, that's something that we as well celebrate anytime there's a change, anytime there's a Rosh Hashanah for our mitzvah observance, because not because of the trees per se, because they're not judged on a Tu B'Shvat. Trees are judged, what does the Gemara say? Trees are judged for fruit on Shavuos, not Tu B'Shvat. They're not judged then. But perhaps for us, our mitzvahs, our mitzvah performance, because there's ramifications for our Avodas Hashem, perhaps that's one reason, perhaps, why it has the status of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, everyone should enjoy the Chag Le'ilanot, the Gam L'Bnei Adam, Chag Sameach.